Runaway love. Good morning,
Cheryl
and Shirley. I am writing to you to ask for advice with my relationship with my fiance. My fiance and I have been engaged since late April, and the wedding is scheduled to take place in September. By the way things are going, that sure as heck ain't about to happen. At first, things were going fabulous and lovely. He is very smart, strong, helpful, and has a good paying job as an electrician. But lately, he's been showing me his true colors. He's been coming home late and smells like he's had too much to drink, and he's been hitting me lately. I don't appreciate any of this. When I told my mother about it, she told me that I need to stop doing whatever that makes him mad, be a good wife, and do what he says. When she told me that, I was very upset. I camped out at my friend's house with my 8-year-old daughter until things cooled off. I returned home, and he's still acting the same way, except he stopped drinking. I can't continue to live in these conditions, and I don't want my daughter to be around him. I'm about to go crazy and lose my mind. I've even considered shooting him to end the pain. Steve and Shirley, please help me before I lose my mind and go to jail.
Wow.
I think you should consider yourself lucky and blessed and be grateful that you're seeing what you're getting before you're married to him, okay? Before you say your I do's. His true colors, as you say, are nothing that you should want to be married to. He's been hitting you lately. No, ma'am. A man shouldn't be putting his hands on you for any reason, all right? And if he does it before you marry him, what do you think is going to happen when you become his wife? Think about that. And look at this situation for what it really is, all right? Come on. These are signs. These are red flags. These are definitely warning signs here. And your mother needs to stop blaming you for him hitting you. And he's definitely not worth shooting. You do not need to be in jail. Remember, you do have a daughter, and you definitely can do better and move on with your life and get someone who will not put their hands on you. Cheryl?
Carla?
Yes.
Who made Runaway Love? One of the disco hit back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think En Vogue remade it.
Yeah, you're right. Say that. En Vogue had a jam, Runaway Love, too.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring that out. Let me tell you something. The only time you want to hit me.
Lolita Holloway.
Linda Clifford.
That's it. Lolita Holloway. Anytime you want to hit me, you need to be playing a James Brown record. Don't no man need to be hitting no woman. And then if your mama say it's your fault, you need a DNA test, because maybe that's not your mama.
I love it, Cheryl. I love it.
And then she decides she want to kill somebody. Let me tell you something. That's going to be your third strike trying to get a gun and kill somebody. You want to kill something? Then why don't you not kill him with a gun? Kill him with strength. Kill him with empowerment.
Yeah.
Kill him with success. Kill him while you suffocating that sense of dread that seemed to be all up in this strawberry letter. You don't let no man run you. You don't let no man destroy you. And you don't let no man put you in a position where you ruin your life. Mm. You want to run away from something? Run away from this garbage you just wrote in this strawberry letter and run all the way to the beach and frolic to freedom. Don't you ever let a man, that's right, I said, frolic to freedom.
Yeah, I like it,
frolic,
Cheryl.
To freedom. Don't you ever let a man, because there's a man out there that want to love you, marry you, and cherish you. And this don't sound like it's the one. What that girl, that white girl that with the squeaking voice that sang True Color, what her name is?
Cindy Lauper.
I see your true color.
You got to name that tune, Strawberry.
That's
Lake.
The white girl.
Shining through. True Color.
That's right. I see your true color shining through. That was a good commercial, too.
Anyway.
All I'm saying is, I would never let no man put me in no position like that. I don't give a damn. Well, wait a minute. He an electrician. Hold on. It's the summertime.
Cheryl.
You might need air conditioning. What?
Bring it back.
Cheryl. Focus. Frolic
she
to
might
freedom.
Need air conditioning.
What happened to frolicking to freedom?
It went out.
You
with
frolic
the
to freedom when you hot. You ain't got to be with this dude. Get your air conditioning fixed before you put him out the house. You know, because central air is expensive.
Yes, it is.
I know y'all was like, what the
hell? They might have more than one unit. You never know.
That's right. You need to make him fix the electricity first before he goes. and then put him out. But don't kill him. You don't kill no man. Now you in jail looking crazy.
Yeah, and you're
now
jail, you, for real.
You doing things you don't even want to do.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Why kill a man? That mess up your whole life. Well, unless you're going to make your story into a Lifetime movie channel or a Hallmark film, maybe this might be a good thing.
What, Cheryl?
Well, okay. Now, look here now. You make a good story. Let's say somebody was messing with me, and I accidentally kill him.
Okay. Okay.
Then, first of all, we need a good soundtrack. Then, Shirley, who going to play you? Zoe Saldana going to play you. Carla.
Who going to play
yeah,
me?
Yeah, you got Angelina Jolie got to play Carla, because you got to be strong. We got to be fighting people. Right. Let me see. Who going
to
play me? Idris Elba
going to
play me. Because I need to be thin.
Idris Elba going to play
you? Yeah, because I need to be thin.
You are so crazy, Cheryl.
I want to be thin in my movie.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
She was
international. Yeah. I need the international dollars. I need the international dollars.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to make the movie Runaway Love, and then it's going to be called Runaway Love with a soundtrack and everything.
Right.
And then Tommy going to put it right next to his CD in Walmart. See, a good thing came out of this strawberry level.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.